mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our continuation of the theme this Lenten season of Behold the Man, I wanted you to know that this sermon tonight is rated R. It's rated R for intense depictions of torture, nakedness, and sin. My friends, there's a little bit of law in this sermon, which means it really contains a lot of the sweet gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and his passion he experienced on your behalf over 2,000 years ago. The author of this sermon, Reverend Jeffrey Hemmer, simply renders for you divine historical and theological facts. Facts that include the bare truth of this passion of our Lord. So that proverbial, you've been warned, eh? My, how things have changed. Naked once meant to be innocent, selfless, and perfect. The man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed, Moses records at the end of Genesis chapter 2. Different from guilt, shame includes an unhealthy preoccupation with oneself. That Adam and his wife were unashamed though they were naked makes sense because they didn't have that level of self-awareness that comes from sinful, selfish navel-gazing. But then as soon as they sinned, their eyes were opened to a new reality. Since they now know good and evil, knowledge their Creator had withheld purely for their good, they now see that they are naked, exposed, vulnerable. And when their eyes incline towards themselves for the first time, they're ashamed. Look at me, Adam may think. Look at me, his wife ponders. But each is too preoccupied with him or herself, too preoccupied to notice the nakedness of the other person before them. Sin does exactly that. It curves our gaze in on who? By ourselves, of course. But what could they do? What could Adam and Eve do? Hide themselves, they hoped. Fig leaves hastily stitched together before their flight into the garden away from their Creator, where that's what their garment of choice was. But fig leaves cannot hide sin and guilt. So after God exposes the pair in their ashamed hiding, elicits their acknowledgement, though not their confession. They never did confess. And the Lord doles out the curses to the two and to the serpent. He then upgrades the wardrobe of Adam and Eve to, well, he takes them from bloodless fig leaves to garments made from skin. And so they quickly learn that God was not wrong in threatening death at the moment they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But he mercifully stayed their executions by shedding the blood of whatever innocent animal this was that he took the skin from to cover the sin and shame of the man and the woman. Their nakedness would be covered at the cost of an even deeper nakedness. For what could be more exposed than an animal stripped of its skin? And so, the first death recorded in the Bible. The first bloodshed. And it happened at the hands of the Creator himself. To grant to these rebels the luxury of hiding their shame behind the innocence of another creature. Now, though you aren't inclined to admit it, this is the sin. You want to hide behind pious seeming fig leaves, but these won't do. No matter what you do to delete your browsing history, you can't hide your shame or obscure your guilt from the eyes of an all-knowing God. No matter how you try to conceal your gossip in thinly veiled requests to, oh, let's pray for her, those words of gossip become passed on and they remain reputation damaging slander against your neighbor, and they render you guilty before the Lord. Even if you call it just getting what's rightfully yours, it's still greed. Your excuses why you can't make it to the week after week Sunday morning church services don't allow you to receive the gifts that God delivers right here at this altar. And your excuses can't hide your sin. That reasoning we often use that, you know, everyone else is doing it, is nothing but a flimsy fig leaf. Repent of these and all other fig leaf attempts to hide your sin. And go ahead and drop all those tricks you use to think you are blameless, because it just doesn't work with God. Your sins can only be covered with skin. No one knows what that animal was in the garden from which the Creator peeled its innocent pelt in order to hide the exposed and vulnerable parts of Adam and Eve. But given the way in which immature sheep offspring are often selected to be sacrifices on Passover in the tabernacle or in the temple, it's not unreasonable to suspect that that first animal to die, thrashed to stave off deaths for mankind, was a lamb. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, John the Baptist declared of our Lord Jesus. Behold, the very fulfillment of every lamb with its throat slit to render it a sacrifice in the temple. Behold, the fulfillment of every Passover lamb roasted and completely consumed the night before God brought his people out of slavery. Behold the Lamb, who is not actually a lamb, but a man. Behold, God with skin. This Lenten time, behold the man scourged by the Roman soldiers with their evil, torturous whips with bits of metal in them, designed to shred the skin from the back of the one being thrashed, tearing away flesh so deep that sometimes their internal organs became exposed. Behold the man on whose head the soldiers had pressed the crown woven of thorns in order to ridicule him as a madman with his belief in being our king. Behold the man on whom they drape a soldier's dirty purple robe to intensify their jesting. Behold the man whom Pilate brought forth to say, "This is no king. Here is God with skin, clothed in the mockery of sinful men." Behold the man who, when he was nailed to the cross, he was stripped naked. Behold the man whose clothes the soldiers divided amongst themselves. Behold the man whose seamless tunic the godless gambled. Behold the man, God with skin. Skin just like you and I have. God in the flesh. God whose skin is shamefully now exposed for all who would pass by, so they too could mock him behold the naked God. Behold the man who will bear your sin and shame. Behold the man who will suffer in your place. Behold the man whose nakedness answers for Adam's sin. Behold the man unclothed and unashamed, with nothing to hide, with no sin of his own to cover in any attire or human rationalization. Behold the man stripped naked to take up your sins, all of them, the ones you try to hide, the ones you obscure, the ones you pretend aren't really there, the ones that cause you the greatest shame. All of them hang there on the cross with this man, this God, Jesus, who's naked and dying for you. Behold the man stripped naked so he might clothe you in new skin. Behold the man who will hide your sin with his own righteousness. Behold the man who gives you himself to wear. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Behold the man in whose washing of holy baptism you are clothed in the incomparable perfection of his own righteousness. Behold the man who covers your sin with his own skin. Wear his divine attire. Wear him, for your sin is gone. Your shame has been removed. Your guilt has been dissipated. Behold the man. Amen. Now, may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.